Andrei and Alona Martin were the last independent Hungarian journalists to work in their country after the communist takeover, and they were looked upon with suspicion by the paranoid totalitarian regime. They were arrested and imprisoned, deemed a threat to the people and to the state. And more than 50 years later, their daughter, Kati Martin, a prominent independent journalist herself, uncovered her parents' secret police file. She tells their story in Enemies of the People, My Family's Journey to America. It's published by Simon & Schuster. I'm very pleased that it has brought Kati Martin back to our show. Hi.
I'm so happy to be back, Leonard.
Some of the former communist regimes have made the old secret police files available to anyone who wanted to see them. Others have kept them relatively closed because they feel that that those things are best kept under wraps, or we don't want to cause any more trouble than necessary. What happened in Hungary?
Well, first of all, Hungary is much more open about its communist history than it is about the prior nightmare, which my parents also lived through, the Nazi nightmare. If you're willing to go through the bureaucratic tedium of filling out the endless forms and then waiting to be summoned when they turn up, which in my case I got a call, and with that call came a request that I bring several empty suitcases, because it turned out that the Martin family file was among the biggest ones in the archives, which, needless to say, terrified me, because everybody said, this is an insane idea, Kati, don't do this, you're opening a Pandora's box. You're going to find out stuff about your parents that will forever shatter your image of them. And why do it? And that is the sort of normal Hungarian view of these archives. It's kind of no-go zone, and I was considered crazy to go.
But they gave you the files? Here they are, take them home?
They did, as a demonstration that this is a new Hungary. And by the way, the head archivist who sat next to me as clerks in white coats in supermarket carts wheeled in these files, said beaming at me, said, well, yes, it's one of our biggest files, as if, congratulations, you've hit the jackpot, when in fact I was just terrified. And indeed, the files turned up amazing and shattering secrets.
But I'm interested in why they're less open about the Nazi files. Is it because some people feel a bit more implicated in what happened during the Nazi era, whereas the communist era was a time when they felt something was imposed on them?
I think the Hungarians still have a hard time owning up to their terrible behavior and the most virulent form of anti-Semitism in the last year of the war. And the communist history is a little more manageable. And plus, the communists kept amazing records. They recorded everything. I mean, it turns out every time a waiter or our dentist had a visit from us, he would file on us. I mean, and all of this was kept. I mean, I found my old childhood stick figures in the files. There was nothing that they didn't consider, you know, in some way useful, because what they were trying to do was build a case against my parents as enemies of the people, and therefore any piece of information could be, in their very paranoid minds, eventually used.
Even things that involve you and your sister Julia. There's a surveillance record from August 27, 1954 that describes an outing that your father took you and your sister on to the stationery store for school supplies.
I know.
And then to get an ice cream and then to a toy store. And there it is. All of this, your actions seem so utterly mundane and normal. And
they
yet they were being recorded, and your father was being followed constantly.
And I was thinking of actually dedicating Enemies of the People to the Hungarian secret police, thanks to whose relentless surveillance I am now in full possession of my childhood and have a sense of who my parents were, which I never had before.
Had you forgotten some of these events?
Of course. I was when my mother and father were arrested and I opened the door to my mother's jailers, I was 6 years old. And I think that I you know, blotted out a lot of. It was a very traumatic time. Nobody in our circle of friends or even relations wanted to have anything to do with my sister and me. We were toxic as children of enemies of the people, and so we were sheltered by strangers who were paid a monthly sum to look after us. So it was indeed a very traumatic time.
Paul Robeson Jr. talks about looking at his father's FBI files and discovering that some of his father's closest friends were informing on him because they were the only ones who could have known about certain things or were present during certain events. Did you discover similar things?
I did. From the babysitter, who I think was, in fact, the most treacherous agent in our circle.
Well, Gaspar is the name that pops up most frequently.
Yes, she was... That was our nanny. She did teach me good French, but her real job was using us children as a source on our parents' activities. But it was pretty much everybody. It was when I found the one piece of paper among the thousands that I translated in the files, which said that after hours of brutal interrogation, because my father was kept in the harshest regime jail, he did not incriminate a single Hungarian. That was when the clouds parted for me, because that was the very thing I most feared, was that my parents, like so many in that part of the world, from Günter Grass to Milan Kundera, had compromised themselves and compromised others. But my parents had not.
Well, we can understand why that might be the case if you're pressured that way. And I wonder how many of the people who were informing on your father were doing it because they believed in communism and in protecting the state, and how many of them were doing it simply to protect themselves?
Absolutely. If you saw the film The Lives of Others, that really captures it. And in fact, that film inspired me to get it at my file. But in fact, it's, you know, that's what makes the terror state function, is fear. And everybody's got a vulnerable spot, and that's why the total surveillance of my parents was, because they were, the state was in search of their soft spots. And in fact, the files revealed a lot of soft spots.
My guest is Kati Martin, whose latest book is Enemies of the People: My Family's Journey to America. It is published by Simon & Schuster. So you probably don't have really strong memories of what Hungary was like during this time. You had some.
Yes.
How old were you when you left?
I was 8 when we left, and those were 8 extremely traumatic, but 8 years of the closest kind of family bond, because the world outside our immediate circle was hostile. Because my parents, as you said, were the last independent journalists behind the Iron Curtain.
And who were they writing for?
My father, the Associated Press correspondent. My mother, United Press. So they were covering for rival news agencies.
And they weren't protected at all by their connections to these major organizations?
Well, up to a point. And my parents thought that they would be much more than they were. But as Hungarian citizens, they were eventually subject to the laws of their country. And the state was just waiting for something big to break. And what the big thing that broke was that there was a mole inside the American embassy in Budapest, an American, imagine, who was being blackmailed by the secret police. He'd been caught. You've read all the Le Carré, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. He was caught in the sack with an agent, photographed. This was a married man, assistant military attaché, and then he started informing on my father. And my father indeed was kind of overstepping his role as a journalist in advising the American ambassador, because my father thought that in the Cold War it wasn't an equal fight. The Americans were right and the communists were wrong.
Now, this was at a time when Hungary went through many changes over the years until the fall of communism. This was right after the takeover, and this was one of the more repressive times.
Yes.
But how could that have led to the easing up to the point where there was a rebellion in 56?
Well, there was an easing up because Khrushchev gave his famous 20th Congress speech, which began de-Stalinization. And while my parents were still in jail when that speech was given, from that time on, Khrushchev was looking for ways to reach out to the West, and my parents became an encumbrance because the New York Times was running stories about them, front page stories about this couple, the Martins, who were convicted as CIA agents, and add this as a dramatic note, who had two little girls. I was one of the two little girls. Our picture was on the front page of the that cover picture was the front page New York Times photograph of our family. So it was a high profile story where American journalists played a big role in getting my parents freed.
Did you ever wonder why? You actually do wonder throughout the book why your parents took such risks. Their parents had immigrated to Australia. Were they tempted at all to leave?
Turns out, and this is yet another surprise that came out of the secret police files, it turns out that throughout my childhood they were desperately trying to get out of Hungary. They tried to get to New Zealand, which was astonishing. They were constantly paying off guides who were going to take us through, you know, river routes out to the West, and something always happened. So they were desperate people, which, you know, as a kid I was oblivious to that desperation. I continue to wonder at their choice of signing on with the Americans, having just barely survived the prior Nazi occupation, to sign on with the new enemy when you have two little kids.
Well, how did they survive? You discovered that there was a Jewish background in your family. You didn't know that?
I was raised as a Roman Catholic in communist Hungary. I found out when I wrote my first book, a biography of Raoul Wallenberg, that my grandparents had perished in the first deportation to Auschwitz.
And your father had not been arrested?
My father and mother were in Budapest. A lot of Budapest Jews did survive, in part because of Wallenberg's efforts. My maternal grandparents who lived in the provinces were in Eichmann's first wave to Auschwitz, so they did not survive. My mother, whose parents these were, never could talk about them. I have never to this day seen photographs of my grandparents. It was a taboo subject because I think my mother just had survivor's guilt and other complex feelings for not having been able to rescue my grandparents. This was, you know, when we reached sanctuary in America, when I was a little girl, my parents just decided they were finished with Europe. They just walled off our history. They had too much history, literally.
So you had to open up this Pandora's box. Have you ever regretted it?
No, I'm so happy to have written this book.
What was your father charged with? He was arrested first, then your mother.
Right.
Were they charged with similar things?
Yes, but my father was the arch spy. He was the organizer, the CIA's arch spy. My mother was an accessory, and it was they were charged of running an espionage ring, reporting to the American ambassador in Budapest. And the reason for this, so late in the Cold War, relatively, this is 1955 already, Stalin dead 2 years, was because Khrushchev was about to have his first summit meeting with Eisenhower in Geneva, the first East-West summit. And they needed, in case things didn't work out well in Geneva, they needed an embarrassing incident to spring on Eisenhower, to say, look, how can we take your word on anything when you're running the spy ring run by the Martins in Budapest? Now, when things went well in Geneva, my parents became an encumbrance, and they had by then been sentenced to very long prison terms, but then the prison terms were continually lowered, so from 23 years to 6 years. My father ended up serving two, which seemed like a very long time for a little kid.
And then there was the uprising.
And then there was the uprising in late 56, which my parents covered brilliantly for the AP and UPI, and it was their coverage which was really our ticket out, our ticket to New York, in fact, because this is where we landed the following year to receive journalistic prizes for their work on the revolution.
And interestingly, the Hungarians had hoped to convert your father and have them spy for them. But when the family came to America, they continued to spy on him. And you discovered the FBI also was spying on you?
Yes, this was the kind of final shock, is that when, you know, again, as an oblivious by now American kid growing up in suburban Washington, it turns out that we were surrounded by two sets of agents, one sent from Hungary to try again to recruit my parents. These guys did not give up. Especially after my father made a byline for himself. He was seen as a potential useful asset. And then, of course, J. Edgar Hoover didn't trust them anymore either, because they were fresh from communist prisons. So, I mean, you get this...
The insanity of the Cold War.
On both sides.
Kati Martin is the author of 6 books, including the New York Times bestseller Hidden Power, The Presidential Marriages That Shaped Our History, and The Great Escape, 9 Jews Who who Fled Hitler and Changed the World, as well as Wallenberg. Her latest is Enemies of the People. And she will be giving a reading and signing copies of Enemies of the People, which is published by Simon & Schuster, on February 2nd at 7 o'clock at the Barnes & Noble store in Tribeca on Greenwich Street. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Leonard. It's been a pleasure.